We'll stop in the Ein Testament base in the bottom of the page. The Braisa. Gufa, let's analyze this. Harishahoye Yisroel machza tehedin and machza tamein. The Yidin were half Torah and half Tamei. So we said before, the Braisa said, and this is how Rav learns, and we had other ways of understanding the Braisa. Halolu eisin la'atzman, valolu eisin la'atzman. So each half is like a majority. So they have two separate communities. Hoyu tamein oitfin ala tehedin. What happens if we had more people tamei than tar? So we said before, tumutu b'tzibur. Afilu echad, even if just by number one, by one person more tamei than tar, then yasa b'tumah. Then we suspend the laws of tumah, and you can do it b'tumah. We don't want a community to be divided. So if everyone joins in, even tar, you no longer have to be careful. That's a Tanakama. Rabbi Lezebim say Masio Imer, he disagrees. He says if you only have one more Tumah than Torah, we're not going to say Tumah Tzibur. He says Ein Hayochid Machri Esat Tzibur Tumah. He said that if you only have by one, it won't work. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk Lo Yisuch Lizboyech Esat Pesach. You should not check the Korban Pesach Ba'achad Sherech in one of your gates. We dashin Ba'achad means Be'echad by a one. If you have one person Tumah more, that's no good. Rab Shimon goes a step further. Even one shevet is considered a community. Tamei is tamei. V'shar kol hashvatin teirim and other 11 shvatim are teir. Halolu oisin la'atzman v'halolu oisin la'atzman. Each shevet is considered a community. You don't need a majority of Klal Yisrael, and therefore you keep them separate. Halolu oisin la'atzman. Halolu oisin la'atzman. My time with Rab Shimon, what's his svarik? Somebody holds Shevet Echad Ikra Hakol. He holds that even Shevet is considered a community. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu Shevet Echad Tameh. Even if one Shevet is Tameh, Vishakol Ashvatim Tameh, everyone else is Toy. Yasu Betumah. We don't do it. Halolo Eisen Latz. We don't keep them separate. Everyone joins together. She ain't carbon tzibur cholok. We don't divide a carbon tzibur. And as Rashi says, therefore, it's not that the Tehidin have to become Tameh. Rashi's expression, im yirtzu, it's up to the Tehidin. If they want to, they can join in. They don't have to become Tameh. Setting about it further, Rabbi Yehuda saw, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Shevet Echrik a call. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Shevet is called a call, no different than Rabbi Shimon. He also agrees that a Shevet community. How can Rabbi Shimon says Halolu Eisin Latzman? Each one does their own thing, and Rabbi Yehuda says that they can all join together. However, he says Rabbi Palga. Since it's considered a community, I treat like half and half. The Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, and we don't separate a Korban Tzibur. Therefore, they can all join together. But of the kula betumah, they can all do betumah. Says the Gemara, Itmo, we learned, Ho Yisrael, machza tayin and machza tamein. They were half and half. Amar Rav says, Rav, they're exactly half and half. You know what you should do? Mitamid echad mehen b'sheretz. You take one of the people tamei and you make him, you take one of the people tayin and you make him tamei. So now, you have a majority of people who are tamei. And therefore, tumah utar b'tzibur. From here you learn now that tumah b'sheretz does the same thing. You don't need tumah's mess. Freddy Gemara, why na'avdu hani lechadayu v'hani lechadayu? Why do you have to do that? Let each group do their own thing. You have half and half, right? What did we say before half and half? Rab himself said, halolo eisin latzman, halolo eisin latzman. Why would you prefer to make somebody to get one of the tehid and become tamei? You'll have a majority. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, halolo eisin latzman, we can just continue the way we are, half and half. I'm going to say, Hach Maskin, and you're going to show you Tamein, eight from Altein, Echad. Three more answers, since the majority of one. And therefore, we need a majority of two. Freddy Gemari, Hach, if so, Havli Ruba Tamein. If you already have a majority of one, you already have a majority. Na Avru Kula Matumah. What do you have to make anybody, send anybody away from the Torah and make him Tamein? You already have a majority. So we answer, so look at Abelazar and Masya. The Amor says, Ein Hayochid Machriya is a Tzibur Tumah. That an individual is not enough to be Machriya. You need two. So Gemara Rabbi asks, how do you do that? Question goes back. Since even though you have majority one, you're treating it like half and half. And Rav said before, half and half. Halalo is the last one. So why are you telling me that it's better to mitame one more person than a majority? Nabadhani, Luchudai, Vain Luchudai, you keep them separate. Elohachikomer. This is what Rav meant to say. If there's a Tana that holds like the two Tanaim we just had, if there's a Tana that first holds like a Tana Kamadomer says, Palgo, La of the Kula Betumah. If we have a sort like a Tana Kamadomer says that if you have half and half, that you don't all do Betumah, you keep separate. And then at the same time, V'savlo, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that ain't carbon simba choluk, that you don't keep a carbon simba separated, everyone joins together. So what do you do? If you only have half and half, on the one hand, you should do halal, lashon, 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 lashon. But if you say you can't, if you say everyone has to do it together. Is metamin echem and b'sheretz. You metamin b'sheretz. A little hard to understand. I've just told you before, Rashi said that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says that that everyone works together, he says, im yirtzu. So what's the big deal? And here you're saying, it sounds like he has to. And this is a question that everybody asks on Rashi. But l'cheder, the simple answer, I didn't see anyone answering it, but the simple answer is that Rabbi Yehuda before was talking about you have 11 shvatim that are Torah and one shevet that's tummy. So even though he holds that one shevet is considered kol, but the fact of the matter is the majority eating a Torah. So to force the majority eating a Torah to become tummy is in year two. Here we're talking about literally machza machza. Machza machza, then you have to because they ain't tzibah b'lachalukim. Anyway, so I'm going to ask the question, why do you tell me over here that you have to take one person from the Tayyidim and make him Tameh? Is another solution. Ula says, Mishalchin Echen Mehela Derechaika. Send one of the Tayyidim in the Derechaika. So now you have more Tmein than Tayyidim. The obvious question is, Tayyid is asked, why send away one of the Tayyidim and have a majority of Tmein? Send away one of the Tmein and have a majority of Tayyidim? And then ultimately pushed up at the Shani. So first Tesis wants to say that a Tmein who is Derech Rechaik in Shalayim, wherever he is counted as one of the Tmein, and therefore he'll still continue, the number will still doesn't help at all. But then Tesis concludes, very simple. We'd rather have Klal Yisrael do a mitzvah than only the better, the leaders should do the mitzvah. So if you have a choice of sending away a Torah and having Tamil majority, and every single Yid will be able to participate in Pesach, or send away one of the Tamein, the majority of Tamein, all the Tamein will be able to bring in, Tamein won't, that's not the Yiddish way of doing things. Anyway, I want to ask a question. The Tamenu B'Shedet, why does Ullah suggest send them away? Isn't it easy just to go ahead and Tamei one of the Tamein B'Shedet? Kesavad, he holds, you don't achieve anything by Metamei Shedetz. Why not? Because Sheikhtin Vezoikin are Tamei Shedetz. He holds that even if a guy's a Tamei Shedetz, you can still include him in the carbon. So therefore, he didn't get anything, he's a part of the Tehidin. Because at night, he's very suitable to rejoin back. The Tamenu B'Meis. So, no, okay, so don't do use Shedetz, use Tamei Meis. So he cannot join back that night. So therefore, you'll have majority of Tamei. So we answer, Matcheyu Atem Mechagi Gosai. Because if you are going to Metamei Meis, he misses out on his Chagiga. And by making him now Tomei, he loses out in the Korban Pesach as well. That's not a problem. If Shadab B'Shein that he can make up in the second Pesach, but Chagiga he can't.
He's not missing out because it's got a rave
Tomei. What do you mean?
Why is he missing out on his Pesach? It's going to be a rave Tomei.
Even we're sending him away, we're saying. If you tell me that a Tamei Meis, you're telling me a Tamei Meis, this person, even Tamim, not Tamei, Tamim, he can always make it Tazer Sheni. Right now, the act that we're doing right now, we're not hurting him anyway. But Lechayde, so too the Karmach Yigi then. He's not losing on Karmach Yigi because Karmach Yigi have 7 days to make it up. Since he became Tamei Ed of Pesach, his 7 day is the 6 day of Pesach, and the 7 day he can bring his Karmach. So we answer b'shvi abishi shloi. Everything matter k'savar ula ula. The machlekes chagiga we're going to have whether the last day, whether all the days of Yom Tov are tashlumi zel lezer machlekes ula chiski the chabeichin chiski, or is it tashlumi l'rishon are all the days only there to make up the first day? In other words, if the first day you are not suitable, then you cannot make up the rest because the rest are only there to make up the first day. Since the first day you were bad some potter because you were tamei, so there's nothing to make up. So you forfeit the chagiga, and therefore it's not fair for you to forfeit chagiga. Kula tashlumi l'rishoninu. So we say the chazi is a chazi berishon and chazi bekulu. If you're suitable the first, you're suitable the rest, and you're not. And therefore, we don't want to mitame tamei meis because you're going to lose on the chagiga. Chol heicha the lechazi berishon lechazi bekulu. You're not suitable the rest of the yontif as well. Omur Rav Nachman says. So what does Zohar Ula suggest that you should go and move out of Shalayim? You find me a volunteer who came all the way here, who is now going to take his tent and move somewhere else. I'm a Zilu, go, let's try it. But Amru Lei, Lula, go tell Lula, man, say, who's going to listen to you? The Okar Minei, Sukei, Umashkane. He'll take away all of his pegs and his tent. The right will run away. Find me such a person, no such person. And therefore, my suggestion is much more practical. Itma, we learned. Hayu Ruben Zavin, the majority of the people were Zavin, Umayutin, Tamei Mesim. if the majority of people were Zovin, now Zovin don't get pushed off the Pesach, the majority, when we said before that Tumah Hutra B'Tzivur is Tumah Meis, not any other Tumah. But what happens if there's a majority of people with Tumah Zov? And therefore, they're not capable of bringing in the first Pesach. So we have an interesting thing. Everybody was Tameh. The majority of people were Tameh Ketumah Zov. But a miyutan Tameh Mesim. The question is, what happens to these Tameh Mesim? Do they get pushed to Pesach Sheni? Amar Rav, Oysen Tameh Mesim. These Tameh Mesim, they're finished. Einan Oysen Leibrishan. They don't bring the first Pesach because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, only the majority of people Tameh Mesim. You don't have that. Nu, bring the second Pesach. When do you bring the second Pesach if the majority of the people were tired and brought the current Pesach on the first Pesach? So then the minority of Tameim get pushed on the second. But since the majority were Tamei Zov, so they didn't bring the first Pesach either, so there's nobody here to push you off the second Pesach. The Lei B'Shein Yerishin Lav, they have a mute, Umit Lav, they're B'Yerishin, they're making the first one. B'Shein Namid Lav, they call Hechad of the Tzib B'Yerishin, of Yachid B'Sheini. If the Tzib doesn't first, the Yachid doesn't second. Call Hechad Lav, the Tzib B'Yerishin, Lav, the Yachid B'Sheini. They don't get pushed off either. Amal Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Zilu, why don't you go Amal Lav, tell my friend Rav. It says in the Pasuk in Vedish that the Yosef Nei Sol that Pasuk in Mordeh, they should make the Pesach in Mordeh in its right time. My overlay, what do you do with that Pasuk? According to you, nobody's doing the current Pesach. Amalei said, I've sent back a message. Zilu, I'm going to go tell Shmuel. What would happen if you have a Kulu Zavin? Forget the fact that in my case, Rav Zavin and Miat Tumayazin. If every single year is Zavin, what happens then? Nothing. Nobody brings the current Pesach because there's no Tumah Hutra by Zavin. And nobody gets pushed off. My overlay. You have no bread, you have no bread. It's not possible. Okay, eat what we learn. What happened? The majority of people were Tummy Mace. Umiyutan Zovin, and a few people were Zov. Rav Huna says, Ein Tashlumin LePesach Abba BeTumah, a Pesach that was brought BeTumah. In other words, we allowed them to bring the since Rav were Tameh Meis, we allowed them to bring. Since I'm going to learn, as we'll soon see, that Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur. So really, it's not like Tahirim brought their carbon. Therefore, there's nobody to push the rest to Pesach Sheni. Yes, Tashlumin LePesach Abba BeTumah. If they brought the carbon Pesach Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, as if they're all tired, and because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is all tired, so the balance bring in Pesach Sheni. That if you brought the taka current Pesach, but you brought it while you were tummy. If it's tchuy, it means you're really tummy, so you're not tahidin. Kasava tumah hutra b'tzibur, therefore there's no tahidin, I'll push you off the second Pesach. However, man doma, yes, tashlumin Pesach, haba tumah hacha b'tumah ksava tumah hutra b'tzibur. He holds tumah hutra, therefore as if they're all tahidin. If they're all tahidin, they push off the balance to Pesach Sheni. Ami no rai. Like, no, maybe kuli amu tumu duchui b'tzibur, tumu duchui b'tzibur, I tumu duchui b'tzibur, who pushes off the balance to Pesach Sheni. Ubehoplik, this is machlekes. Masabad. Tara midachi, tumu la midachi. The only time that you get pushed off to Pesach Sheni is that if those who brought Pesach Nishin were toyed. And since over here they were not toyed, they were tamay, and even though we allowed them to, it's only duchuya, but they were tamay, and therefore there's no toyed to push you off to Pesach Sheni. Umasabad, tumu la midachi, even tumu osa doiche. Fine. It but we learned. What about Hayishlishis and Zov in a third of Klai Yisrael were Tamei Zov? Vishlishis and Tamei, a third were Tamei, so the Tamei were minority, Vishlishis and Tamei, and a third were Tamei Meis. How do we view that? Amar Rav Mani Bar Potish, how do you get the aggregate? Amar Rav Mani Bar Potish, Ois and Tamei Meisim, these Tamei Meisim, they're stuck. Why are they stuck? Well, they're a minority in Pesach Rishon, so obviously they cannot bring Pesach Rishon, they got to get Pesach Sheni. But when it comes to Pesach Sheni, why don't they bring Pesach Sheni? He said, look at this. Ein anoisin loisa, rishon loisa sheni. But rishon love the... They don't... Why? Higdilu zovin al taidin. You add the zovin to the taidin. So the tamei meisim are a minority. The loavdi bitum. Have the tamei meisim muta. Since not the taidin don't do bitum and the zovin won't do bitum, therefore the tamei meisim are a minority. A minority, they don't bring Pesach Rishon, only Pesach Sheni. Mutual of the Bedishan. No, what about Shani? Shani loved you. Why? Because now, Nitzar for Zovin Tumei Meisim, I combine the Zovin Tumei Meisim, you have a majority of people who are Tumei, you need to bring. And if a majority you need to bring, you don't push off a majority for Pesach Shani. Love the Bedishan, have the Ruba. The Ruba, let me have a Shani. Ruba cannot be pushed off as a Shani. Mishnah. Ha Pesach, if you had a corn Pesach, Shanizrik Doma, you sprayed the blood. But the Achekachen afterwards, Neide, you found out Shehu Tameh, you found out that is Tameh, either that the blood was Tameh, or according to Rashi, even if the flesh of the Pesach was Tameh. And Tesla argues in that. Is Hatzitz Marzah, but yeah, but you already did it. The Tzitz is Meratzah, the Tzitz over here atones for it. And you don't have to bring another Pesach. You yetsi your Pesach. Even though you're not allowed to eat from it, because we said before that tzitzis does not allow you to eat from it. But, what do you call it? But your yetsi with the karm. Nitma haguf. If they found out that he himself was tamei, then ain hat tzitz menatza. Tzitzis is not menatza, tum is haguf. They say, hanozi, when it comes to karm nozi, and v'oise Pesach, bring a karm Pesach. Is had tzitz meratzal tumas adam, and it's meratzal tumas aguf. The tzitz can only atone you if you found it afterward on tumah of blood, none of tumas aguf. Now the Mishnah introduces a new concept. What about nitma tumas atayim? If the tumah was a tumas aguf, tumah suffik, tumah literally means deep in the deep. In other words, you had no idea, no one had a clue that there was bechal a body here or something like this, and you didn't know. Then had tzitz meratzal. There's a kasa of lachem sinai that the tzitz is meratzal by tumas atayim. Says the Gemara, let's first analyze the first part of the Mishnah. Taima, the only reason why in our Mishnah it's all right is because it already happened. Taima, the Nizrik, you sprayed the blood, and afterward you found out. Abel, it seems from our Mishnah, if you first already knew that there was a problem, the blood was Tameh, and then despite that you decided to be Zoidik, relying on the tzitz. The tzitz won't work. The tzitz will only work if it's Beshagig, not if you go ahead afterwards and you deliberately go and spray the blood. But I mean, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braisa, Ma hatzitz meratze, what's it atone for? Al Adam. On blood, if it became tamei, ala basar, or ala chelig, shenitma became tamei. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid, it sounds like whether the meat became tamei, b'shegig, b'mezid. Well, right now the Gemara thinks that b'shegig is referring to the zrikat, that if you were zaydik, whether you were zaydik b'shegig, whether you were zaydik b'mezid, means you knew already that was there, and you were zaydik, relying on the tits. It works. What are you telling me? Dafke if nizik and achakach noida. Sounds like to me that even noida achakach nizik it works. I'm going to win you ling wrong pshat. That not that b'shegi made referring to the zrika. It's referring to how it became tamei in the first place. Tumasei, how did it become tamei? I don't care. Ben b'shegi, ben b'mezid. Hurtze, it will be effective in the tzitzel minatze, but depends. Zrikasa b'shegi hurtze, b'mezle hurtze, as provided when you sprayed the dam, you didn't know. If you didn't know, it's not going to be minatze. That's the first, that's Alvina's answer. Rav Sheila argues, he holds, zrikasa, I tackle learn pshat, that I don't care b'shegi b'mezle hurtze, I tackle learn kipshutai, that even if you knew already, and you were relying on the what do you call it, on the tzitz, it's all right. But what? As long as the tumor had b'shegi, tumasa b'shegi hurtze, b'mezle hurtze, the main key here is how did it become tamei in the first place? Freddy Gemara Halik Tani, it says bein b'shegig bein b'mezid. What's that referring to? Hachikama nitma. If it came tamei b'shegig, by me the main criteria is how it became tamei. So if it became tamei b'shegig, then the bein b'shegig mezid is referring to how the tzitz. I don't care if you knew about it, you didn't know about it, even b'mezid, you can really rely on the tzitz. V'zorke bein b'shegig mezid hurtze. This is what it says. Dam shenidus. So why does the Mishnah say that you sprayed the blood and afterwards you found that? According to you, Rab Sheila, even if you knew beforehand, as long as it became tamei b'shegig, it's good enough. Time with the nizakach noida. Abel noida. Sounds like the Mishnah. If you knew back on nizak, lie. How come? Says again, Rab Sheila. Who are then? You're right. No difference. I feel noida back on nizak. Even if you knew, and then you've sprayed. But why the tani nizak? So why does the Mishnah emphasize you sprayed the first v'achikach noida? Because the boy you the Mishnah safer. When it comes to the safer, and says of the nitma guf that if the person became tamei, then I don't care what happened. The tzitz never is effective, and there the chiddush is haguf ain't not tzitz matzah. The chiddush is I feel nizik even though you sprayed the dam, not knowing that this person was tamei, and the achikach noide loy doesn't work. Tani leishanam and nivakach noide. That's why it says the same thing, but really there's no real chiddush. It makes no difference. Said you right. The nitma tumi said about tumas atahim. Boy, Rambam has a question. What about koyin? The kohen who's working with this carbon, hameratze b'carbon is saying, and the one who's working with this carbon, the question is, hutr loy tumas atayim loy. Does he also have the tumas atayim that he found out later that there was a dead body and no one knew the dead body was there underneath the house? Is he also tumas atayim applies to a kohen or just to the yisro of the balabatim? I like. Me, I mean, do we say ki gemidi tumas atayim b'bayli by the owners b'kohen lo gemidi? We never heard a bit regarding the kohen. I dilma. Bezilcha gemidi, also by a carbon leishna bekoyin leishna bebailim. Makes no difference the koyin the bailim. As you know, the Gemara Dorim, the famous question whether koyin represent the bailim represent the avis shluch hamoninu or shluch the bailinu. So some achrayim want to tie in that question to this question right here. Okay, Rashi. Rashi le amru tumas atayim. Sorry. Idilma Kigmidi Rash Kigmidi. Parallel to where we just stopped. The Tumas Hatayim Muteres Lem Mutu Bebailim with the Miron by Bailim. Av Bekayin and Abay Koyin. Idilma Bezivcha Gmidi to the carbon. Bekabonis Halalu Bre Pesach U Bekabonis. Besides the Mishnah, two exceptions are Pesach and Nazir. Gmidi we learned regarding the carbon that the whole Tumas Hatayim is tired. The Huter Lem Tumas Hatayim Shel Guf. Hicha therefore Loishna Bebailim. Anybody's involved is involved. The Gemara, Amar Rava says, Rava, Toshma, come here. We heard in the Braise, and let's see how this Braise fits in. It says in the Braise, the Tanya, Rabchi, Rabchi, learned, Loi Amru Tumas Atahim. When do we say that Tumas Atahim, when there's a suffix, we are matted it? Ela le Mace Bavad. Only if it's a Tumas regarding a Mace, a dead body. But not regarding other kinds of Tumas. Other kinds of Tumas, if there's a suffix, doesn't matter, it's still Tame. Now, what are we talking about? Lemutimai. What are we coming to exclude? Mes lemutimai, lav lemute, tumas hatayim nisheres. To tell you that if what about a tumas hatayim you didn't know about it, over there there's no such thing as tumas hatayim, and you taka tame. Over my skin, what are we talking about? Ineva bailam, the owner of a man. And which kind of carbon? Ibn nazir. If we're talking about a nazir that was a tumas hatayim, who cares? Even if it was a vada tumas hatayim, it has no effect on the nazir, he still continues in his edus. Me mahani bay, doesn't make a difference. Kiyama's mace, all of them rachmana. The only time that is impacted on a nazir, they have to start counting all over again if it touches a mace. But a shedet has no effect. So madach avada shedet has no effect. Who cares about tehaim? Ella must be betumar ba'isa pesach. Betumar an oisa pesach. That even though a mace is tumahutra, but not when it comes to tumas tehaim of a shedet. Now, if it makes sense, according to one who says that if you became Tomei Sheretz, you cannot participate in the current Pesach, so you would have thought a Tumas Tahaim of Sheretz, you could. So come to, but I tell you that Mace, yes, but not Sheretz. If it makes sense, only according to one who says, Ein Sheikhtin Vezoikin Tomei Sheretz, Taka right now. Tonight will be Ro, but since right now you're Ro, you cannot be nominated on this current Pesach. Fine. Elamandam, the one who said that Sheikhtin Vezoikin Tomei Sheretz, that even if you're a Vadai Tomei Sheretz, you can be participating in current Pesach. Then what do you mean, Tumas Tahaim doesn't exist and you're still Tomei? Who cares? Malacha Vadai Sheretz has no effect. A Tumas Tahaim will. Hash to me, you do well. Who to lawyer? We allow you, even though we know for a fact that you became Tommy to Michelle. We allow you to participate in current Pesach because tonight you're suitable. You want to make the new all right. To whom is that train? Surely it's a suffix. Surely it's be all right. Elala must be the Rechi is talking about a coin. That even though by a coin, Tumas Tahim is mutter, but Tumas Sheretz is not mutter. Ushma mino hutu loy Tumas Tahim. So I've made clear that a coin, Tumas Tahim is mutter, but not Tumas Sheretz. Rashi. Come on, anything in any way he has to recount. Suddenly No, you want it to be chiddush to say that by a koyin is that tumas hatayim is mutter. Lab davke. I'll say by Yisrael. Ah, you ask me a question by Yisrael. If you hold out a sheretz, he's allowed to be participating. So what are you excluding here, tumas hatayim? What are we talking about here? That only tumas meis and not what kind of tumas? That this kind of tumas vadai is bad news. He cannot participate. But if it's tahayim, it's mutter. What are we talking about? Lo'elam bebailim. We're talking about the bailim. Lab davke koyin. And we're talking about carbon pesach. But you know what kind of tumor we're excluding it? A tumor that will cause him a problem at carbon pesach. But if it's tahaim, you would have thought it should be mutter. And we're telling you it's not mutter. We're talking about a mutter tumas hatahaim, the ziva. If he's a zov, you have to count 7 days. And if he's a zov. Every zov is a tahaim. Because you don't know, will you see later today? Won't you see later today? That's what tumas tahaim is. So therefore, by a zov on the seventh day. It's like a Tumas Sheretz. So on the seventh day, he is Tamei and he cannot participate in the carbon. But you would have thought Tumas Tahaim, let's say, if you don't know if we'll see again today or not. Maybe it should be Toys, called Mashem Lon. There's no Tumas Tahaim there. Rashi. Leilam Abaylam. Uvoyze Pesach. Ida Kashloch. Hole Mahanye Bevim Tumacherite. What other Tumas is there? Ika Tumas Ziva. There is. She Shivas Yama 7 days. Vein Sheikhtim Vezoikinov. He does not get included in the current Pesach. Vashmir Abachir. The Tumas Atahim the Ziva. His time. What's a Tumas Atahim by Ziva? Ki Goin Zor Beshvish on the 7 day. The Sofiku. Shema Yira Hayyem Vyistir. Maybe he will sit today and to start counting, recount the whole thing. Kol Mashemon, everything he counted. Sofik Loye Monsi. Barehu Kitome Shere the Chazilur. This is his last days and his final leg. So he's like a Tomei Sheretz because tonight he becomes Toyer. And now, as a Tumas Zov, he cannot participate in the current Pesach. Tumas Shedes he can, but not Tumas Zav. He cannot participate in Karn Pesach. And as a Tumas Tehaim, I would have thought, since the Safi, if I have a Tumas Tehaim, and we would think maybe it's Mutti Kamashla. No, Tumas Tehaim is Mutti only by Mesa, and not by Zav, Upasla Bey. That's what he's telling you. Fredi Gimara, you telling me that Tumas Tehaim, the Ziva Loy Manazi, you telling me what? That a Tumas Tehaim by Zav doesn't work? But Tanya, didn't we learn that Abiyasi? And Abiyasi says, Shemedes Yom Kineged Yom. Let's say you saw one day and you might see 3 days, so you have to wait the whole next day and see whether you'll have another discharge or not. Shemedes Yom Kineged Yom. Sheshachtu Yishachted it. Vizorku Aleb. And you went to the mikvah on the second day, was before the day expired, and they shechted a Karn Pesach, and they had your mind. And the Achakach Rasan. Afterwards, you saw. So obviously you became Tameh, you cannot eat, but Upturim Elazah Petasheni, you are Potter Mezah Petasheni. In other words, Tumas Atayim Tak is Potter here. That one that you are Toyer and you're included in the Karn Pesach. My Tameh isn't the reason, Lamashun the Marz, the Tzitz. Because the Tzitz makes the Tumas Atayim Mutter. So what are you telling me that when the Abchiyah said that Tumas Atayim doesn't work at Tumas Ziva? Rashi, Shane Shlah, Dain Sovia Sovishem to the Yames, he might see the side of the metal and combine with yesterday, the Israel Gamachos in Marb, Havala Shlosha, three, Bahavala Zova Gamura, Kabuzova, Vim Lotida, Metal Edif. And if you don't see, Betoyba Edif, Ainoi Chelis, why can't you eat Chalitzichalia is a Machoshem at Jenga Yames? You have to wait tomorrow now. Since you saw today, you have to see tomorrow a clear day. Because you might see a third day, and then you have to bring a carbon, and then, you know, 7 days and a carbon. Right now we're thinking why he put them making petasheni. Kivan de bishash chita vezika, because while they shechted the carbon and they sprayed it, sofik habe, it's a sofik whether you'll see or not. It's just like sofik, it's like tumas tehem, and marzat sits with tumas tehem. The ziva, and that why the sits is effective. Avagav the glory muslim afreya, even though it's retrospective, shenit mad vade betumas tehem. Since now we saw again, it's obviously that the tumas tehem afreya doesn't matter. Says Gemara, no raya. Amri lo. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is unique. Rabbi Yossi has a very interesting way of looking at it. When he has an interesting look at it, really, there's no tumas atayim over here, or tumas atayim maybe has nothing to do with this. And you know what the pshat over here is? You know what Rabbi Yossi says, that you're all right. Loi mishum Rabbi Yossi. Who is it? Loi no. You know why mishum the kasava Rabbi Yossi mekanu lahaboy mitam. Rabbi Yossi holds it. If you see the second day, it's not a mafreya. It's mekanu labav. From now on, you tell me. Therefore, if you shecht the Karn Pesach an hour earlier, you're good. Not because the tzitzis menatz and all that. It's because you weren't tummy. You saw later, you became tummy. Mekanu labo. It's from now on. It's not respective. Rashi mekan labo tummy. Shemedes yem kineged yem. She suffered tas counted part of the day, but tov unto the mikveh. Tohele mitum mishalat. She's tired. V'chi hoda chazi bebim. She sees that day mitama mekan labo. From now on, v'ti emocha shemedes yem kineged yem. Tomorrow he has to separate another day. Hilchach bezriko shchita tohele ma'al yisahave. And therefore, when they shechted the Karn Pesach, not because tumas atayim and the tzitzis menatzah. No, it's because you were tired, taker. You saw later, so you became tummy then. The Gemara will ask later, how is it possible then ever to combine the yesterday to today?
But you said she's different to Azov?
Same thing. The Gemara will ask later, how is it possible?
Same thing.
Yeah. The Gemara will answer later, Shafas. The only way, according to Abiyasi, is possible to see 3 days in a row is continuous nonstop. But Rabban, obviously, by Menach Moshe. Rabban,
continuous nonstop, and you never have a moment when you can start.
You're talking that. That's the only time. That's the only time. And when you stop, that's when you start counting. Otherwise, it's impossible to get to, according to the first answer there. But Rabban and Pligalet, Rabban argue. But Amri, they say, Dechi Chazya, when you see Igloi Muslim Afreid, Zivihi, Vechadatim, Rabban say, it's retrospective. Ubishashchita Sofik, Abba, Bishavai Shachtit, Yerus Sofik, Vechayevet, Bepezashani, and according to Racham Taka, since the you were Tomei, the Kezashani could not have included you, and they don't believe this thing that Tumas Atahim. Well, the common part of Kim the Rabbi Yosi called Chad v'Chad Tumah and Benafshi. He sent up according to Rabbi Yosi, everyone is a separate Tumah. Hey, ich mitzdar from Lazila. How do you ever become a Zovik Doyle? Last is Zovik Doyle. How is it possible? How do you combine them? Because, and we'll soon see. So now the Gemara will continue talking about Rabbi Yosi and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.